Greetings and welcome to the PJP Mixtape Series. My name is Homer Jackson, director of the Philadelphia Jazz Project. The goal of this series is to share the great wealth of Philadelphia performers with our listeners and to introduce these artists to listeners who aren't familiar with their work. Philadelphia is home to strong musical traditions like jazz, gospel, doo-wop, R&B, rock, and hip-hop. Our greatest strength has been the unexpected and wonderful blending and swirling of these traditions into new and fascinating musical creations. That's what we did, and that's what we still do. Sit back, relax, and enjoy some of the most talented vocalists and instrumentalists in the world.
Welcome to PJP's Mixtape Series. I'm Melissa Tally Palmer.
And I'm Julia Lopez. This is PJP Mixtape Number 5, a showcase of Philadelphia vocalists. And our first performer is the electrifying Paris LaVey. She performs that classic, My Favorite Things. Check it out.
Are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, snow blows and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Into spring, these are a few of my favorite things. When the snow melts, when the breeze sings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee sings,
Thank you. Thank you, my dear.
You are listening to PJP Mixtape Number 5, a showcase of Philadelphia vocalists. We just heard music from the wonderful Lauren Talese. She performed Brazilian bossa nova master Antonio Carlos Jobim's Meditation.
Before that, we heard Paris LaVey perform the Rodgers and Hammerstein classic, My Favorite Things, featuring a saxophone solo by the legendary Sam Reed.
Our next performer is pianist and vocalist V. Shane Frederick. He performs Two for the Road. Take a listen.
If you're feeling fancy free, go and wander through the world with me. And every place we chance to be will be our rendezvous. Two for the road. We'll travel down to years collecting precious memories, selecting souvenirs, and living life the way we please. In summertime, the sun will shine. In winter, we'll drink summer wine. And every day that you are mine will be a lovely day. As long as life still wears a smile, I know that we'll be two for the that sail long, long while. Summertime, the sun will shine. In winter, we'll drink summer wine. And every day that you are mine will be a lovely day. As long as life still wears a smile, I'd know that we'll be two for the road, and that's a long, long while. That long, that's a long, long while. Thank you.
Soul Sister.
You are listening to PJP Mixtape Number 5, a showcase of Philadelphia vocalists.
We just heard Alfie Pollitt, Tony Jones, and Webb Thomas performing Soul Sister, an early 1960s smash hit written by the late Philadelphia pianist Harold Corbin. This recording was from the Philadelphia Songbook Volume 1 concert back in 2014.
And the set started with V. Shane Frederick performing a Henry Mancini classic entitled Two for the Road.
In this next segment, my esteemed colleague, Julia Lopez, asked everyday Philadelphians about their most memorable relationships. Check it out.
Okay. Can we have your name, please?
Michelle.
Okay. So, actually, Michelle, can you just, in a couple of sentences, just tell us, like, where you're from and what, or anything you want to tell us about yourself?
Sure. So I'm from South Philadelphia, with roots in South America and the Caribbean.
Okay. So my first question is, see if you can remember your most memorable slow dance.
Okay, I don't remember the song, but my very first slow dance was maybe when I was, I think I was in the eighth grade, was my first slow dance, and we were at a school dance, and, you know, there was this boy, his name was John Paul, and John Paul was, he was only with us for a short period of time in the school, because his father, I think, worked for the army or something. So they were only here in Philadelphia for a very short period of time. And so we were, like, both the smartest kids in the class. So he had a crush on me, I had a crush on him, but, you know, we were eighth graders and we were like, ew, gross, like, you know, I don't like boys like that, or same with him. And so he finally got the courage to ask me to dance with him, if I'm remembering right, asked me the courage to dance with him in our eighth grade dance. And his hands were all, like, sweaty, and he was nervous. But it was nice. That was that.
What
was
exactly? How did it happen?
He just came. I was with my friends and off to the side, because we were only early 90s. So we were doing the MC Hammer and wearing Hammer pants, and I don't know. I don't remember, but you know, all the girls would be in one end, all the boys would be in the other, and I think it was one of the last songs that they were playing. So it's eighth grade. So I was with my cousin Doris and Felicia, who were like 6 feet taller than me. And and we're all wearing dresses and we're all talking and stuff. And we're like near the stage, because this was in the auditorium in the school. And so he was with his friends. They're like, I think he's going to ask you to dance. And I was like, no, he's not. And I just like had my back towards him so that they wouldn't come over and he wouldn't come over and ask me to dance. So then so I was just really nervous.
Even though you wanted to dance.
I wanted to dance with him, because, you know, I you know, Catholicism and just that's a whole other story. So anyway, so I'm standing there, I have my back towards him, and he comes over, and I think he like they just basically push him into me, and then I, you know, turn around, and then he asked me to dance with him. And so I was like, sure, why not, because it was the last dance. But also we weren't going to see him again, he was leaving. So that was the other thing that was like really, I think, was the reason why I said yes, because I knew I wasn't gonna see John Paul again. So the dance happened, and we danced, and, you know, it was nice, and he was really nervous.
Was he close to you?
He wasn't that, no, I made sure he wasn't that close to me. So it was like one of those things where like you kind of look like Frankenstein, like you're dancing like you're Frankenstein with your arms, we're like arms length apart. but I mean the dance was nice. And but one thing that I regret is that, you know, I mean, I really liked him, so I never told him that I liked him. And then I think it was the last day of school, and I was really good friends with his sister, who she was like I forget her name, but she was a couple years younger than him. And the last day of school, I was telling her, I was like, oh, you know, when we have a chance, I want to tell you something so that you can tell John Paul. And then she was like, okay. So she comes over and we meet up like right after we were dismissed, and I was telling her. So she asked me like, what did I want to tell her? And I said, oh, just you guys have a good trip. Like have a good trip. But what I wanted to tell her was for her to tell her brother that I really liked him and that I was going to miss him. But I didn't have like the courage or the balls to like say that to her or even to him. Aww. So that was my little eighth grade romance.
Wow. Have you seen him?
Mm-mm.
No.
I don't remember his last name.
What did he look like?
Okay, so he looked a little bit like Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block, which is why I liked him. But what I really loved about him was that he was Italian and he spoke Italian fluently. And I thought that was, oh, okay. I was like, okay, another person who speaks another language like I do. And he was extremely smart. He was like the smartest kid in our class.
Okay. Aww. John Paul,
wherever you are. Hope he remembers our Frankenstein dance.
Okay.
That was really a fun and enlightening interview. We all have our peculiar histories.
And what our histories have to say about us and what the future holds.
Okay, let's get back to the music.
We continue with Miles Davis's Green Haze, performed by the multi-talented vocalist Lee McKay.
with you.
Y'all doing this evening? Y'all about to rock with us. We gonna take y'all back. We got Shaw on the vocals. Hey, one time, we gonna get it in. Happy Halloween, y'all. Yo, let's go.
Woo. I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style.
Clap your hands.
And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, a stranger to my eyes.
Strumming my pain
with his fingers.
One time.
Singing my life with his words.
Two times,
killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song.
by the crowd. I felt he'd found my letters and read each one out loud. I prayed that he would finish, but he just kept right on.
Just drumming my pain
with his fingers.
One time.
He was singing my life with his words.
Two times.
Killing me softly with his song.
You are listening to PJP Mixtape Number 5, a showcase of Philadelphia vocalists. We just heard the phenomenal vocalist, Chartel Findlater, and her interpretation of Killing Me Softly. This was recorded at the Painted Bride during our Halloween concert in 2013, entitled Boo!
We started off the set with the soulful voice of Lee McKay and her interpretation of Miles Davis's blues classic, Green Haze.
Well, we've unfortunately come to the end of this mixtape. We've really enjoyed ourselves and the music. We hope you did too.
Thank you, and thanks to all of the artists who participated in making it happen. Until next time, I'm Melissa Tally Palmer.
And I'm Julia Lopez.
Peace!
Thank you for checking out this PJP mixtape. The PJP mixtape series was recorded and edited at Linasha Studios as well as Turtle Studios. Additional live performances were recorded at venues throughout the Philadelphia area. Our theme song is written and performed by Bethlehem. The PJP Mixtape Series is a production of the Philadelphia Jazz Project, which is a sponsored project of Culture Trust, Greater Philadelphia, with funding provided by the Wincote Foundation.
Shoo-be-doo-doo-doo.